Hello, this is Joan. I welcome you to this evening's teleconference of Ask the Archangels. This is going to be a wonderful gathering together. We have much to share with you.
Hi, and this is John. You know, as always, we're excited to have everybody with us this evening. And we, of course, will start with a channeling by Joan. Now, the Archangels have requested that questions only be about the evening's topics and be short and concise so that everyone has a chance to ask a question. Now, when you make the questions about tonight's topic, we are all able to let our friends expand the teachings for you and for the entire group. And as always, if you would like to ask a question, push *6 on your phone and then press the #1 to be put in the queue. As always, I will go down the list one by one until all the questions have been answered or we have run out of time. We also have had some questions that have been sent in, and I will ask those first, and then we'll take it from there and open it up. So if we all take a nice deep breath, relax, and help Joan bring through Archangel Michael.
If all of you would center yourself in your sacred heart, be very present in the moment, and let go of all the thoughts and events of the day. Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Michael. I have come in the dual capacity of an archangel and a lord of light. It's a very significant role that I play in this collective gathering that we are all a part of this evening. Many have gathered from all of the realms of creation to be a part of this collective gathering so that I might answer the questions that are on your mind, and that I may begin to share with you some of the current events of all of the energies that are now emanating from the realms of Source in through the cosmos, in through your galaxy, your solar system, and being brought into your planetary system. There is much happening in the realms of creation, bringing forth very refined energetic templates to help in the ascension process and the evolvement of humanity. We are so pleased to be part of this gathering. In this crucible of gathering information, energetics, and having a place where questions can be asked so that there are answers that you can receive that assist you as you expand your consciousness. There is much that I wish to discuss with you this evening in regards to the happenings of the various light frequencies that are coming into your planetary system, into your solar system, and into the galactic orbit in which you are navigating in this time. As you, many of you are aware, you have just had a grand event occur in the opening of the Lion's Gate at 888. This was a very significant opening because it began to stimulate very real changes in your physicality as a human, as a humanoid Christed being. It is beginning to alter significantly your DNA. These light frequencies that emanate not just from the Milky Way, from your galaxy, but emanate at a cosmic level in a very coherent way that brings forth very refined, undifferentiated light and love that are beginning to resonate now within your physicality, within you at a soul spirit level first. You have begun to alter substantially the way in which you think and the way in which you use emotions. And because of this, you are facilitating creators a significant change in the DNA structure of your body. The influence of these vast energies, these cosmic energies that have come through this Lion's Gate into the cosmic arena and then into the Milky Way to be disseminated into the earth, so that the Christed imaging of the earth and of humanity begins to realign into its original state. There are other factors at play here. There is an alteration in time where Earth, your solar system, the Milky Way galaxy, is coming into a rearrangement of that essence of time, that state of time that you perceived previously from a very linear perspective. You are now entering the original series of time sequences that emanate from a cosmic level that were disrupted substantially at the fall of consciousness, not just of your planet. Understand this. This is a galactic and a cosmic event that took place in this fall. The Earth fell, yes, to a great degree, as did other planets in your solar system, as did this whole sector of your galaxy. And in that fall, there was a huge disruption in these time sequences that were originally in coherent resonance with cosmic time, which is far different than linear time. In this cosmic time sequence, these sequences operate much differently than linear time. Past, present, future does not exist. It operates different than a fifth dimensional concept of time, which is more circular, where it is ever evolving and there is unlimited opportunities. This exists in cosmic time. But it is a much larger field of experience where you experience more relationship to Source and the Godhead, the perfection of creation, which is unlimited. It is not circular. It is not linear. It is all-encompassing in your experience. Many of you have ceased to experience time so linearly. And it sometimes is difficult because you still operate in a physical world where linear time is still utilized. So you're having to negotiate these fields of time. Have patience, beloveds, for with this new influx and this opening at 888, it sets up your ability to navigate all sequences of time simultaneously without disruption and with an ability to create through these unlimited possibilities. The influence of these cosmic energies that emanate through the central sun that are then influencing your sun, the vibrations of your sun. And these will extend and continue through the fall equinox. And they will not end there. They will continue. So it is very important between now and the end of 2015 that you take full advantage of what is available to you for your own transformation. The energies are aligned and they are emanating perfectly and very coherently. So it is up to you to receive them, even though sometimes it's a little disconcerting because you are having to constantly adjust your mental emotional body in order to hold the vastness of what is available to you now. You are having to alter your thoughts consistently, and you are having to use your emotions at a different level when you create. But many of you are doing so well in using emotions far differently than you did in the past. You use them in joy. You use them in love, because you have become acquainted with that multidimensional template of fifth, sixth, seventh dimension, which is held in the energetic configuration of undifferentiated love and light. And that has become a big part of who you are. So therefore, your thoughts are more aligned with your Christed nature. You, as Christed beings, are very conscious of that, and you are being more careful about how you image that to others, how you allow who you are to be seen with an open heart, how you are less apt to judge others, but just see that they are in their perfection as they eliminate patterns that no longer represent a Christed being. And you allow for this without judging. You see it for what it is, but you also see them from that beautiful heart that has been opened. This gateway of 888 also has expanded your heart, as well as providing the energetics for a more cosmic influence to come into your physical world. So I wanted to come today to express these things to you, to give you confidence that every one of you are in the perfect place, in the perfect experience, and you are supported 100% by all of the angelic realm, the master realm, and the realm of source. Because you are changing and altering your consciousness that better represents your Christed imaging. And you are fully and consciously aware of that. As a Lord of Light, and as an Archangel, I carry a significant imprint from Source from my very beginnings that represents the integrity and the fullness of that undifferentiated love and light that emanates from Source. And as a Lord of Light, it is my duty to distribute it into all of the realms of creation, whether they be physical or non-physical. So I am here to tell you that I am present at every moment of this grand ascension of Earth into its original Christed template. And as you and many of humanity rises to this occasion and embodies the essence of that Christ consciousness, I support it 100%, and I distribute more light frequencies into your personal field, into Earth itself, into your solar system, into the Milky Way galaxy. So I would like now to open this conversation so that we can communicate more fully with each other. And you can ask your questions that relate to the energies that you are experiencing and the evolvement that you are observing in yourself.
Well, this is John, and I'll start off, as always. We ask for the folks that won't be able to make the calls that if they have any questions, they can send them in. And we think we have three or four tonight. So the first one talks about this current light body that's being activated within our physicality. And they're wondering if we're going through a different process than the light body activations of the past, where it may have been more a matter of moving the consciousness into an exterior etheric body. Could you help us with that?
Yes. Some time ago, this light body activation was mainly geared to the consciousness of the soul, the experience of the soul. Because in those times, it was almost impossible because of the denseness of the body and the earth that the soul and the spirit were merged and also had the ability to descend more fully into the physical body. All of that has changed because of beings such as yourself. You have evolved. You have changed a big portion of your DNA, which allows the body to become involved in this light body process, as it should be. So as the light body begins to activate in every one of you, it is much more than activating a consciousness within your soul experience. It encompasses more of the fullness of you in that merged state from a descent of your spirit, which is wise and the perfect image of your source, along with the individualized expression of you from a soul perspective, who has gained experience in various physical bodies over long courses of embodiments, several of them. Now you have the ability to merge the wisdom, the wholeness, the beauty of your spirit with that individualized soul expression into one, altering the body substantially, because that merged soul spirit can now enter more fully into the body, which has become a more refined vehicle. So it is not just about the consciousness. It's about altering and changing the body, the DNA structure, the actual physical state of the body at a molecular and a cellular level, altering it so that it can hold this multidimensional state of you. So the light body, as it activates, changes the consciousness, it changes the body. You change the body through altering your DNA by the merging that is occurring in your mental emotional body, the thoughts that you think, the emotions that you feel on a consistent basis, alter the DNA of the body, which then in turn alters it at a cellular and a molecular level. So when this light body becomes fully activated, the body is physically changed. The denseness changes and it becomes more light. It has been perceived as a crystalline body, but that is a term that is used so that you can understand that this body of light has some physicality to it, has structure to it, has a substance to it that is very physical, but is also reflective at a multidimensional level, as are crystals that you physically see on the earth today. There are many facets to that refractive energy of a crystal. So too, the body becomes this vehicle of light that refracts from very many different ways.
Thank you for that answer, Michael. Our second question asks if you could talk about the possible connection between the light body and other life forms in our physical body, you know, such as microbes, bacteria, viruses, etc.
Well, we go back to what I have just said, that the body is being altered significantly through the DNA, through the cellular system. It incorporates the neurology as well as the physiology of the body, the way in which the brain processes, the electrical magnetic field, the electrical currents in the neurology of the body. All of that affects every cell, every atom in the body. It affects all of the organs within the body. It affects the endocrinal system. It affects the way in which the chemicals are produced in the body, the way in which hormones are produced. And therefore, the body is able to sustain a more healthful state. And the microbes, all of the viruses, all of that become a very cohesive and coherent unit of operation. So there will always be health and well-being. There will not be sickness. And there will not be death until you choose to release the body into the earth. So yes, it affects everything at a physical level that you can possibly think of. The blood, the organs, the endocrinal system, the glands, every gland, everything is affected by this activation of light body. It's a very extensive activation and cannot and will not happen overnight. As you see, there are many components to it.
Mm-hmm.
Super. Our question number three comes from a person who has been noticing that she's been using the color blue an awful lot in the last few years in everything she does, and wondered if you could comment on this new sapphire blue coating, and does it affect every part of our lives through, of course, the star tetrahedron?
Yes. Let's address that star tetrahedron, for this is a very significant piece here in your energetic system. It is the bridgeway between the seven chakras of your body that relate to your physical experience in your physical body. And then there are seven chakras that relate to you as a Christed being, to the unseen worlds, to the non-physical aspects of you, to your spirit, to your connection with Source. As that comes down from that cosmic energy emanating from Source into your body, it enters those seven chakras and then is distributed into the body's consciousness through that star tetrahedron, that interface of the spinning of that star tetrahedron. Now, the blue is significant here because it represents, to a great degree, although it is of a much higher vibration, that sapphire blue is very luminous and carries a very high vibratory level, so that it can receive these vibrations and energies from Source and be distributed into the physicality. So it has to resonate at a very high and refined frequency range. The blue coating is significant in that the blue coating bonds with the emotions of the emotional body. And as it bonds with it, it raises the vibration of the emotion so that you begin to use your emotions that are more representative to you as a Christed being. And it allows you to eliminate the lower emotions that represent fear, anger, separation, and start to operate from joy, harmony, peace that incorporates that unconditional love or the undifferentiated love that is very much a part of you as a multidimensional being. So yes, the blue, the sapphire blue, which is a little higher vibrational level than the blue code, but it is all working together to raise the consciousness of the body and raise the consciousness of the soul spirit.
Thank you. Our next question, we only have two more, so hang in there, group. This person feels that the rising energy has provided us with the means and confidence to rewrite or, let's say, recode the history of our lives. They sense that it's more than an intention, rather it's a powerful co-creation in the coming days and can potentially rocket us through our next phase of living. Is this correct or in the right ballpark?
Yes, it is.
Good.
So let me comment on that a little. Recorded history will begin to alter because the history of you as a divine being will begin to take its place. As we have talked about earlier, in the changes in time sequence from linear, past, present, to future, into more cosmic time, this past that you so honor in your Earth's history will be altered substantially and will not be relevant nor remembered because you will be operating in a different state of consciousness.
I love you, that too.
And as more in body, in fifth dimensional bodies, in multidimensional bodies, it alters significantly the way in which time is used and the way it is remembered. As you alter your consciousness, your body, you affect your particular lineage, the lineage of the body, and you've been told this before, from past to present to future. You alter it because you have altered the DNA of your body, and therefore, those ancestors who came into embodiment before that could not reach a state of consciousness that you have, when they take on another embodiment, whether it's in this particular lineage or another one, they come in with the ability and consciousness that they have from the benefits of what you have created. and it changes the lineage, the individual lineage, substantially. So all future generations, all future those embodied, come in at a different state of consciousness and use time from a more cosmic timing sequence than linear. It's very difficult for you to get your rational mind about around this, so don't even try. So, yes, it changes your history.
Thank you. And last question, finally. This person was wondering about the recent killing of Cecil and the massive global outpouring of concern. And they ask if you could explain more about the cause and effect of this situation as it relates to the awakening of humanity.
Yes. This was such an event. Yes, it was sad that that beautiful animal gave up his life so that there could be this outpour within the community of humanity for the animal kingdom. Because you are caretakers of that animal kingdom, and the outrage was extensive. It put out significantly that it will not be tolerated. This is an old, old pattern that is far outused its validity. Because humanity is entering into this state of multidimensional consciousness that is based in love and unity. And as all of you now listening to me know that there is unity between you and the animal kingdom. Animals are part of the earth. And they also are changing in their consciousness as you change yours. Because truly there is no separation, even at this earthly level. So it just brings into the forefront of the consciousness of all, regardless of the state of their consciousness, this unification and this presence of love, where there is respect for life, not just human life, but all life on earth. So it was a significant event that this grand animal being gladly gave up its body so that humans could see very clearly there have been many changes within each one of you. And it will change the way in which humans interact with animals with more respect.
Michael, thank you. Now we're going to go to our question and answer. So let's see who's first, and we'll click you on. Again, it's star 6 and then the number 1. Okay. You're on with Michael.
Hello. Mm-hmm. Hello, it's Barbara.
Yes, we can hear you. Thank you. Uh-huh.
Okay, great. It's Barbara Andrew. Hello, Archangel Michael.
Good evening.
Hello. I just recently had a book published, and it happened very, very quickly after I'd been working on it, kind of not really knowing it was going into a book form. And it feels really significant. It feels as if there's some lovely energy in it. And I just wondered, I don't know, it's just sort of a personal question, but wondered if you have any sense of that. And I'm paying attention to where the flow seems to be going with it and trying not to push it. But I'm just, it feels very lovely.
Yes, and, it is.
And significant to children, to energetically sensitive children and their parents.
Yes, because these energetically sensitive children have already seeded that fifth dimensional consciousness. They came in with it. So they find great difficulty when they see in their environment this lack of love and lack of respect. And so these writings come at a very perfect timing to help these sensitive children realize that this is not the norm, that there are changes happening, and that they can be more representative of who they are to humanity.
That's wonderful. It is. It's the story of a dragon, so a dragon who's misunderstood.
So. Yes, as are these children. So they get that. They will get that at the very core of their being. They understand that in ways that many of you do not understand.
Thank you. I wondered, too, about, I've sort of been in on and off this call tonight, but about asking our future selves to step in and help us as well. If that seems to me like a possibility, that my future self may have some wisdom that I'm still working with.
Yes, because you do not have the limitations of linear time any longer. So when you sit in silence and you write or you contemplate, all parts of you are present. All the wisdom of soul experience, all the wisdom of your spirit are present and will guide you if you will allow the time to be quiet.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome so much. These were very good questions.
You're on with Archangel Michael.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. You're on.
Oh, it's me. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello, Michael. I am also writing a book, and it's on co-creative gardening. So I wanted to expand on that, on the changes that are happening with the planet, with the plants, with the interaction of the insects. It's just huge. It's beautiful. And so I wanted to expand on those changes.
Yes, and you are doing so as you write your book. It is full of the energy of unity and love and respect. So it's that respect for every plant, every insect, because one is dependent on the other, as you well know. So when you put that out there in written form, it also carries an energy that is very subtle, but people reading the text receive it, whether they're conscious of it or not. It impacts them at an energetic level.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Yes, the book is also about the fairy realm, the devas, the nature spirits, and opening people to communication with them, as well as really solid information about how to garden.
Yes, yes. And this diva realm, is where magic happens. And the magic is that humans begin to reestablish that connection with the elemental kingdoms mm-hmm. in a very real way. And you stimulate the consciousness, the memory of that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're on with Michael. Hello.
Hello, Michael. It's Yulia.
Yes.
And thank you very much for everything.
Oh, could you speak up a little bit? We can hardly hear you, please.
Is it better?
Yeah. Yes, much better.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I want to say thank you for everything. My question is how close we came to switch from food to light. I'm ready, but my physical body is not.
No, your physical body still needs the nutrition of the food. So it's important, not the quantity, but the quality of what you ingest in your body. As your body makes this transition out of its denser state, where it can use light more efficiently at a physical level. But the human body is not there yet. It has begun to recognize light as a source of energy at certain cellular levels, but it's not complete. So therefore, it still needs the nutrition that can only be gotten from food.
Is it time to stop eating animals?
Yes, it is.
I think so.
But this, too, is a gradual process. Some bodies take longer than others to adjust to these changes. So if you are called upon to make these changes, make them. If you are not yet feeling that the body does no longer need that source of protein, then don't make any rational, major changes, but just cut down on the amount, but still ingest enough to nutritionally support yourself.
It's like eat your friend. Nobody eats. It's hard to eat your friend, right?
Yes.
And another question, and what the best way to use a language of light?
The best way to use what? The language of light?
Yes.
To use it often and not be concerned about the translation, but be more concerned about the energetic patterning of it. And that can only begotten in the quiet silence and using it often so that you begin to recognize the energetic patterns and the impact that those energetics have on the body itself and on your consciousness.
Thank you very much.
You are very welcome.
Next, you're on with Michael.
Namaste, Michael.
Namaste.
My question is, I've been working with the Golden Undifferentiated Love Light and the Blue Star Tetrahedron extensively. Thank you so much. Thank you all so much for that. Wow. What I've perceived is that it builds a pillar of light. And my question, it seems deceptively simple. Am I correct about this? Is there missing steps that I'm just not aware of because I'm so blown away by what it creates?
There is a column of light that you are in possession of in your body. And this, the energies of that star tetrahedron interface, as I have said, with the upper seven chakras and the lower seven chakras. And that vibration, those refined frequency ranges, are brought into the physical body through the center channel of the body. So what you are seeing is how that is transmitted from the non-physical realms of source into the body in ways in which the body can accept, use, and expand the consciousness of the body.
Okay, and then the other thing that I noticed, I'm not clear on this point. I became very aware of the violet fire, and I have worked with the violet fire for a long time. But I've seen it as a gift from Saint Germain and the seventh ray. Did this energy coming through make me notice my violet fire, or did it build the violet fire?
The violet fire is being expanded exponentially, for it was gifted to humanity by Saint Germain, through Saint Germain, not by, but through Saint Germain, so that Christ consciousness could remain in the memory codes of the body. And now is the time for those memory codes to completely surface. So that violet flame is significantly being magnified and altered to represent these more refined frequency ranges. And they are altered. This violet flame has been altered significantly by many who are working with an indigo color coding that is activating the flame in the pineal that then merges with the violet flame in the heart and expands it exponentially so that Christ consciousness comes more fully into the consciousness of the soul spirit as it is embodied in the body. There is much yet to come about this expansion of the violet flame, where it becomes much more than a clearing tool. It becomes an energetic, coherent, creative, fully creative expression.
Wow.
So for now, dear one, my suggestion is, in your meditation, when you see that violet flame, see it in its expanded state and focus your attention on the flame in the pineal, which is united with the flame in the heart, and that activation of the indigo blue code within the pineal that is much more than just a color of a chakra. It is a very, very extensive vibration that brings that whole center in the head of your physical body, the pineal, the third eye, and the medulla oblongata, and begins to unify that in one magnificent expression of Christ consciousness.
Wow.
So as it unites with the violet flame in the heart and becomes one with it, you operate more fully in your Christed state. The emotions are raised to a higher, more refined level. The thoughts that are thought are united with the thoughts of your source.
So the fact that I was aware that my sapphire blue star tetrahedron was actually ultimately a connection, my connection to source. That's actually correct then.
That is correct. It is the bridge between your soul consciousness, your spirit consciousness, and soul consciousness, unification with source. It is the bridging that brings that into the physical expression of the body.
Wow, thank you.
You are very welcome.
You're on with Michael.
Hi. Hello, Archangel Michael.
Hello.
Pleasure to speak with you. So I have been working with the undifferentiated love and light since February when we started with this. And so what I'm noticing is that it's very progressive, and in doing this work with it each morning, it seems as though it's built. So it's not only now just inside of me, it seems like it carries out, like within my aura, like I can sense it permeating outward, and I've used it in so many different ways. And I just want to ask kind of about that process. What can we expect as we continue to work with it?
As you continue to work with it, it becomes a very ingrained state of your being, which then catapults you into that multidimensional state of consciousness. And the templates of that multidimensional state that are brought in through fifth, sixth, seventh dimension are seated in that template of undifferentiated love and light and unity consciousness.
Right.
And so as this comes into your being, as you concentrate on it, as you use it, as you embody the frequencies of it, you then reflect that into your life experience. You reflect that into the earth, into the elemental kingdom. You reflect it into all parts of your consciousness and into your body, altering the DNA to hold that unity consciousness, which is not fully understood yet. But that is what that holds, this unity consciousness, is this undifferentiated love and light.
Yes.
That's the crucible that holds that unity consciousness and makes it a very viable part of your earthly experience.
Yes. And just being able to sense it, it's not just... It just feels like it's not only just in my heart and within my energetic field internally, I feel it outside of myself, just like it's starting to swirl around me. That's what I'm asking about. It's, I guess, because it's there.
Part of your field. It becomes part of your unified field, which extends beyond the body, beyond your auric field, and right. connects in to all levels of you at a non-physical level. It connects you into all parts of the cosmos, into that yeah. unification with Source, the unification within all of the galactic system, all of the universal systems, and the cosmos itself. So it's a it expands this unified field.
Yes. Okay.
So it's not just in relation to you and your body. It's in relation to all creation.
I see.
That's how extensive this unity consciousness is.
And when we were speaking about bringing it down through our right down from the 11th and bringing it down through the chakra system and grounding it into the Christed grid, then bringing it back up. As I bring it back up, which is something I do every morning, I am noticing when it gets to the 7th to 10th chakra, it's just a crystalline of blue just flames, and it seems like it gets bigger and bigger every time I do it. When it gets up to especially the 10th chakra, it's amazing.
Yes, because that 8th chakra has to do with universal mind as it pertains to you as spirit in form and the universal mind of Source as it pertains to the physical realm. The 9th chakra connects you in with the Lords of Light, the Elohim. Mm-hmm. You become unified with that all realms of creation.
Yeah.
And the 9th chakra is the mind of Source in its wholeness, completeness, and purity.
Okay. Well, very good. Thank you. I just wanted to get your feedback and just share my experience as it has been since February. So
yes.
Thank you for this.
Thank you for sharing your experience. You have no idea the influence that this experience has on everyone in this collective consciousness. It stimulates them to emulate this experience for themselves. Thank you for sharing.
You're on with Michael. We have time for another one or two.
Hi there. Thank you, Michael. My name is Andrea, and I just want to say I'm really grateful. I love you and all of the other angels, so thank you for letting me be here. I have a question that I've been struggling with in terms of trying to raise my vibration and live in a different consciousness to be more fully aligned with Source. I have a very energetically sensitive child that has opened me up to all of this. And my question is, as we're moving, towards a unity consciousness, how do I reconcile what I ingest and my family ingests? And I know we were talking a little bit about the plant kingdom and the animal kingdom. I'm having a hard time with meat, eating meat. Is it something I need to worry about? I mean, in my heart, I feel like it's not the right thing to do, but there's so many different messages out there. I just really need help with that, this one piece.
Well, as I have said, that the body is being altered substantially. At some juncture, you will not require the nutrition that meat now brings. And so you have to be in touch with the needs of your body and what the body is telling you. Get in touch with what it is telling you. Start to cut back on the amounts of meat that you ingest daily. If that resonates with your body, if it doesn't and you are seeing difficulty, then back off and add a little more. It is more important the quality of the food that you ingest rather than the quantity. So by organic, if you do use meat, buy the types of meat that are more, that have a more coherent vibration, that are raised more naturally. Grain, not grain-fed, but grass-fed beef, if you use beef. Free-range chickens, if you use poultry, this type of thing. Organic vegetables, free-range eggs. These things have living qualities to them and help the body. So these are the things that you can pay attention to. There is also ways in which you could sustain the body, and I'm sure you've done some research on it, on combinations of vegetables and grains that provide the protein that the body requires at this time.
Does yes, yes to all of that. I mean, we already do all the organic grass-fed. I guess I just needed to hear that it's okay to feed my children that.
yes, it is perfectly all right.
Okay.
You have to understand that the body is still in third dimension.
Sure.
It is in transition. So to become very in tune with your own physical body is important in what it is telling you, what it is showing you. So if you sit down to eat and you've eaten a portion and you don't want any more, your body is telling you, I don't want this. Don't eat it. If your child says to you, I don't want this, honor that.
Okay. That's beautiful. Thank you. I feel good about that answer. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome.
You're on with Michael. Hello.
Oh, hello, Archangel Michael. Blessings. My question is, I have two. The energies that have been coming in have been so extraordinary and so high frequency. Amazing. I was wondering if you have any advice to us for these next few days to keep the energy that high?
Receive them. Allow them to come through those upper chakras in their integrity. I am guiding them. The angelics are guiding them.
Oh, good.
The cosmic influence of Source is guiding them. Just be open and receive. Recognize. And be in gratitude as you receive them into your body and into your consciousness. And then be very, because they have to be brought through that mental-emotional body. And the coherence has to be built continually in that body. Be in tune with your thoughts and your feelings. Not just in certain instances when you interact with others, but in times when you think that nothing is happening, pay attention to the body and what thoughts you might be thinking and what you might be feeling at any given time. When you think you are doing nothing, this is how you hold this higher frequency and don't disseminate those energies by paying attention to every part of you. And you won't be able to do this 100% of the time. But in your quiet time, be in that state of gratitude. Open up your chakras. Utilize that sapphire blue star tetrahedron and open up a coherent flow of the energies through the center channel of the body into all of the chakras. And most importantly, anchor it in your sacred heart in that Christed matrix.
Thank you. Thank you, Archangel Michael. That's wonderful. I do have one other question, and it's about the language of light. I'm somehow being very strongly sort of feeling that it's I should learn the language of light. And I was wondering whether we should just listen, or should we go to somebody else, or should I go to somebody who can teach me the language of light? It feels very relevant to now.
Two things. First of all, there are many dialects to the language of light, and they all carry various vibrations. You can listen. If you are clairaudient, you will hear it. And you can just sit in those vibrations and in hearing it. And then when you are ready, you can begin to speak it.
Mm-hmm.
It will be the perfect dialect for you, the perfect vibration for you. This vibration of light language is unique unto you. So for you, it is best received by you in your body through listening and then speaking, allowing the voice to mimic. And eventually, through your voice, you will speak that language, that perfect dialect for you, from the heart. It will not be contrived. Just allow yourself to receive and speak and trust that it is in perfection, in the perfect vibration that is needed by your consciousness and by your body.
Thank you, Archangel Michael, and thank you so, so much for all that you do for us. I'm in such gratitude. Thank you.
You are most welcome.
This is going to be the last question. You're on with Archangel Michael. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, hi, lovely. Thank you so much. My question is, in working with the undifferentiated light and love and everything else that you've been gifting us with, as I more and more experience the lightness and I'll just call it the sort of essential sense of the goodness, there's also, in contrast to that, it seems like a tightening or a gripping of my ego self.
Yeah.
I would love it if you could maybe just address that in some way that would be helpful to ease that gripping of the ego.
Now, let me get clear here on what you are asking.
Mm-hmm.
When you say a tightening or a gripping of the ego,
mm-hmm.
Do you mean that there is an interference through the ego in times and states when you are accessing more consciousness of who you are at a soul spirit level? Is that what
yes.
you are talking? Yes.
Yes, I would say so. So when I experience myself in a more transparent, expansive way, there's a yanking back into the ego self.
Correct.
Yeah.
Understand, from a third dimensional body perspective, your ego has been in charge for a long time. And now it is no longer in charge. Your soul spirit is in charge. And at times when the soul spirit becomes a very viable expression with a very refined vibration that is emanating from you, there is resistance that still remains because the ego part of you has not fully been transformed.
Mm-hmm.
And it has not been transformed in the majority of humanity on the planet at this time. So you are constantly having to become aware that it is still trying to influence your day-to-day life experience. And all you need to do here is recognize, oh, it's ego again trying to exert influence. And it is not necessary nor desired. And so just trust in yourself and in who you are at that more expansive, vast level. And it will step back automatically because you give it no voice, nor do you give it any power. You just recognize that it is there, but you do not acknowledge it. You continue in the state of consciousness that you are exploring. So it has to step back. And in that stepping back, gradually, it is transformed. And the only time it will surface then is when it relates to the safety of the body itself, such as making you aware of not to step in front of a truck or not to ingest certain types of toxic foods, this type of thing, that relate to the physical body but have nothing to do with the vastness of who you are. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it sounds easy when you put it like that. Thank you.
It is, but it requires trust in yourself that you are in charge, and you are in charge from that soul-spirit level.
Mm-hmm. Is this something that you would help us with individually, or?
Yes, most definitely.
Okay, I would love that personally. Thank you.
Call on me. Are you?
Do
you have awareness of my shield?
No.
There is a shield of light that I gave to all of humanity, and it is composed of courage, tenacity, and love. And you, I give it to you. You have it. So have the courage to say no, the tenacity to continue in exploring the vastness of your being, and the love in your heart for yourself.
Thank you.
So when you call on me, I will reinforce that. And you will reinforce it by using it when you are bothered by the influence of the negative ego.
Beautiful. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. Blessings.
Well, I'm sure you'll share with my thoughts that that was a wonderful session with Archangel Michael. Now, our next month, Ask the Archangel session, will take place on September the 8th, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. So, kind of right on schedule. And as always, if you cannot make the session live and you have a question, please send it to me, and I'll ask it just as I did this evening. So that will help, and I'm sure that you'll continue to feed us those questions. And please don't obviously forget to give us any feedback that you can think of to help us along the way. Now, Joan is back, and she has some very exciting news that she'd like to share with you. Joan?
Well, I am very excited and pleased, both of us, John and I both, to announce that Susie Miller, who is a multidimensional integration specialist and founder of the awesome practitioners process, she and I and John will be holding a live two-day conference beginning Friday afternoon, October 30th, and will run all day Saturday and all day Sunday through November 1st at the Marriott Marina Hotel in San Diego, California. The title of this live conference is Being Unity Consciousness. Susie is a most remarkable teacher and multidimensional healer and facilitator. So together, we will be providing all the participants the opportunity to experience unity consciousness. It will be a masterful dance of channeling and of multidimensional integration to help you experience a leap of consciousness. This conference will include some of these topics, but are not limited to them, as we will definitely be the co-creative participants in this experiential event. Let's just see what happens just because we are all together. Some of the topics that we will be discussing and there will be channeling about are creating a crucible of love to hold unity consciousness, the reunification of the mental and emotional body, building coherency within the 14 chakra system. All of these topics will include multidimensional energy facilitations through Susie Miller. And, of course, John will be there to ground all of these energies and to make comments about how that impacts you in your physical life in a very physical way. So he is a most important part of this. Each one of us is delighted to offer this to anyone who is interested. There will be notices posted on our website in the next few days in how you can sign up and access more information. So check on our website in the coming days to get more information. We will also be sending out an email with further information. So I'm just really, really excited to tell you all about this so that those who can will participate with us.
I'm glad she got that out. I almost had to tie her down to keep her from floating off. And you all know her, so that's wonderful. Again, we thank you all for being with us this evening and sharing these wonderful energies, especially from Archangel Michael. So we wish you the best. Smile and blessings.